In this way, we come to chapter 9, entitled The Dharma Door of Non-Duality. We come to the theme of the way of non-duality. The structure of this chapter is very simple. Vimalakirti asks the bodhisattvas the question, and all the bodhisattvas in turn answer the question. The text actually gives 31 of these answers. The bodhisattvas then put the same question to Manjushri, and he answers it too. Manjushri then put the same question to Vimalakirti, and he answers it. So what is the question? The question is, how do the bodhisattvas enter the Dharma door of non-duality? Or, what is the bodhisattva's Dharma door of non-duality? We've no time for all their replies. I'll give just a few of them. The Bodhisattva Sri Gunta declared, I and mine are two. If there is no presumption of a self, there will be no possessiveness. Thus, the absence of presumption is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Bhadrajyotis declared, distraction and attention are two. When there is no distraction, there will be no attention, no mentation, and no mental intensity. Thus, in the absence of mental intensity, is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Subahu declared, Bodhisattva spirit and disciple spirit are two. When both are seen to resemble an illusory spirit, there is no bodhisattva spirit, nor any disciple spirit. Thus, the sameness of nature of spirits is the entrance into non-duality. The bodhisattva Sinha declared, sinfulness and sinlessness are two. By means of the diamond-like wisdom that pierces to the quick, not to be bound or liberated, is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Pratyaksha Darshana declared, destructible and indestructible are dualistic. What is destroyed is ultimately destroyed. What is ultimately destroyed does not become destroyed. Hence it is called indestructible. What is indestructible is instantaneous, and what is instantaneous is indestructible. The experience of such is called the entrance into the principle of non-duality. The Bodhisattva Vidyuddeva declared, knowledge and ignorance are dualistic. The nature of ignorance and of knowledge are the same. For ignorance is undefined, incalculable, and beyond the sphere of thought. The realization of this is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Akshayamati declared, the dedication of generosity for the sake of obtaining omniscience is dualistic. The nature of generosity is itself omniscience, and the nature of omniscience itself is total dedication. Likewise, it is dualistic to dedicate morality, tolerance, effort, meditation, and wisdom for the sake of omniscience. Omniscience is the nature of wisdom, and total dedication is the nature of omniscience. Thus, the entrance into this principle of uniqueness is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Shantendriya declared, it is dualistic to say Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. The Dharma is itself the nature of the Buddha. The Sangha is itself the nature of the Dharma. And all of them are uncompounded. The uncompounded is infinite space, and the processes of all things are equivalent through infinite space. Adjustment to this is the entrance into non-duality. The Bodhisattva Sri Garbha declared, duality is constituted by perceptual manifestation. Non-duality is objectlessness. Therefore, non-grasping and non-rejection is the entrance into non-duality. Well, in this way, the Bodhisattvas give their replies to the question. And they then asked Manjushri for his reply. So what does he say? What does Vimalakirti say? The text says, Manjushri replied, good sirs, you have all spoken well. Nevertheless, all your explanations are themselves dualistic. To know no one teaching, to express nothing, to say nothing, to explain nothing, to announce nothing, to indicate nothing and to designate nothing, that is the entrance into non-duality. Then the Crown Prince Manjushri said to the Lishavi Vimalakirti, we have all given our own teachings, noble sir. Now may you elucidate the teaching of the entrance into the principle of non-duality. Thereupon the Lichavi Vimalakirti kept his silence, saying nothing at all. This is the famous thunder-like silence of Vimalakirti. The silence that is more powerful, more expressive than any words. And this silence, this thunder-like silence of Vimalakirti, represents the climax of the chapter, even the climax of the entire Vimalakirti Nirdesha. Now, there's quite a lot that needs a little bit of explanation in all of this, at least a little bit of comment. So I'm going to do four things. I'm going to say a few words about the question itself. I'm going to comment briefly on a few of the Bodhisattvas' replies. I'm going to suggest a few alternative non-dualities. I'm going to consider, very briefly, Vimalakirti's silence.